Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Wawa Ice Fishing Derby Chair Scott Popert. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you, Jen. Oh, it's a pleasure.
So the event is coming up this weekend, the 30th annual Wawa Ice Fishing Derby, after an unfortunate year away given the pandemic. Are there any big changes to the way the event is working this year?
Really, there are two big changes. First of all, we're down to only two derby lakes for this year, just Wawa Lake and Hawk Lake. And also, the prizes are all cash this year. Of course, there's the usual registration prize of $30,000 and also the five early bird prizes of $5,000 by $1,000 if you purchase before January 15th. And all the lake prizes for both lakes, two identical prizes for both lakes, are all cash prizes. Six prizes on each lake, ranging from $10,000 for first down to $1,000 for six.
All right. I know there's always a lot of excitement for, of course, the biggest fish on Derby Lakes, but also the registration prize, always a big, exciting draw. Are you going to be able to have the same usual finale on Sunday with the big prize announcement with everybody gathered, or are things going to work a little different this year?
Things will be a bit different because of the pandemic and only finding out about all the mandate lifts this morning, actually, today. We won't be using the arena part of the community center. We will be using the banquet room curling area, which has a fair capacity. So, yes, we still will be doing the presentation.
Fishing, obviously, you've got the two lakes, Wawa and Hawk Lake. Still got the check-in stations there, and then bring the fish back to the community center to be weighed in?
Yes, they will be weighed in at the back of the arena this year. The big garage doors at the back of the arena.
I guess I'm skipping ahead a little bit by talking about the way fishing is working. Let's talk about registration. I know that's always an important part. How does registration work this year?
We're changing that up a little bit this year. We're actually, for anybody that's around, we're going to start registration on Thursday the 3rd from 4 in the afternoon till 8 o'clock at night in the banquet area of the community center. And then we will also have registration on the Friday the 4th from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. And also, again, if needed, on Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, so just in case people arrive a little too late on Friday or something, they can...
Yes.
All right. So we've covered the prizes, a reminder about how registration works. I know previously you'd also reminded about registering if it's going to be a youth who is fishing, making sure to register regarding the registration
yes.
prize.
Any participant under the age of 18 to be eligible to win the $30,000 registration or any of the $5,000 by $1,000 early bird, which are run under a government lottery license, must be registered under a parent or guardian over the age of 18.
All right. With that in mind, covered a lot of the aspects there. Anything else that you want to make sure people know, understand as the Derby approaches?
Just a reminder that if you are not fishing, you do not have to show up at the arena and register if you don't want to. Because of the lottery license, all the tickets must be in the draw barrel.
Okay, fair enough. So as long as you got the ticket at some point.
Yes.
And again, you did sell out of tickets, so very happy to see that a few weeks beforehand.
Yes, that's great.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me, and
okay.
I guess good luck to everybody out on the ice.
Yes, thanks for talking to me.
Once again, that is Scott Popert, the chair of the Wawa Ice Fishing Derby Committee, the event happening this weekend. He joined us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.